if the opportunity came, I'm like, yeah, I'm taking a chunk out of it. I want a piece of that blade.
This is the last chance I'm going to get at designing a Hypershock for a toy, so it had to be perfect.
They knew that they couldn't really go weapon to weapon, so they went weapon to side of weapon.
We hit the jackpot in Vegas.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Outside of the Box. And I'm really excited because I have guests on for this episode that I got the chance to grudge. At least Jillian was there at the last event that I went to, which was a lot of fun. But I have Jillian and Lyndon here with Bot Barons to talk about their robots. So welcome to the show.
Thank you. So again, I'm Lyndon. I'm a co-captain. Jillian here is also a co-captain. Yeah, glad to be here.
Awesome. Well, anybody that knows me knows that one of the biggest things for me about robots really doesn't have a lot to do with the mechanics itself, but the theming of the robot. Because I think that, you know, when you have a really clear direction about what people expect when they see your robots, it makes a big difference. And for you, you have some really solid theming that you've seen throughout your robots. Tell me a little bit more about how you came up with that in the first place.
All right, I guess I'd start on this. So the first one is obviously the big guy, Emperor, which was initially going to be a name for a high-powered rocket that I was conceptualizing. But then I decided, okay, we should go into robotics. I was a referee at Norwalk since July 2021. So I was like, okay, I need to make something big and that stands out immediately for the crowd. So what's better than 20 pounds of a horizontal spinner?
And yeah, to add on to that, you know, we got started a couple years before that. Actually, we worked with the RIT Robotics Club to build a 30-pound, I wound up calling Kronk, that failed spectacularly. And after a couple more failed attempts, you know, most of them were you know, after Jillian had left the team, Jillian comes to me and she's like, okay, we just got to build something. It's like, it's time. And so we, January 2023, we designed Emperor in and built it in under a month. It was like a speed build. We were like, okay, let's just go. To the point where we were welding it together on the way to the competition. We stopped halfway, we found a welder, and we got it welded. It took like 3 hours. It was ridiculous. And that was like a whole live shaft setup. It was crazy. But yeah, the theme kind of just started from there and went crazy.
Yeah, very clearly crazy at this point. Having things like Prince, Caesar, Little Crown, and at least three more upcoming robots.
Well, that is fantastic. I know personally, if I had more time, well, I think most of us who are into robots, if we had more time and money, we would have way more robots. I know that's how I feel about it. But yeah, I mean, I got the chance to grudge the cam lifter robot back in January. And I have to say, after having watched cam lifter fights, and I was like, that looks like it would be really frustrating to fight. And then getting a chance to do it, honestly, there was that element of frustration, but it was also a ton of fun. Because I think, you know, with a spinner robot, there's some element of strategy, but that strategy is usually just spin it up fast and hit the other person and try and damage them. But when you're dealing with control bots, there is a whole other level of strategy that goes into it. You know, tell me about that robot, because it looks like it's fun to drive as well.
Yes. Yeah, so
it's normally his bot to drive. It was just me at that event.
Yeah, so I guess I can talk about this. So we call it the Fool, but it started out as our Jester, you know, because every Emperor needs a Jester. And the goal was, it was going to be Emperor's mini-bot as early as, like, the March event last year. And what happened was, is just Emperor had problem after problem after problem because, you know, it was our first, like, real, like, we're going all in on this robot design, which never design a 30-pound robot as your first robot. Just don't do it. If everyone tells you to do it, don't do it. But so we started with it. We designed this cam lifter based after Supreme Ruler, of course. And it this was before it even had won that dumpster that everyone was like, oh, my God, Supreme Ruler. And so we were like, okay, we got this. And in fact, that event, Jeff came and talked to us, and we were comparing designs, which was a lot of fun. But you know, we brought it to G-Scroll a few times, and at first it was very little success. And after a few tweaks, last December I placed a third with it, which is fantastic. And then we attended the immediately following event in January, and it won first. So it's definitely a competent design. Like cam lifters, I think part of it right now is nobody really knows how to fight against them. Like you there's some people who are just like, okay, you have a horizontal robot, you have an undercutter robot, you're going to be able to do something. But against the vast majority of birds and other control bots, like you just can't beat that ground game. And so that level of control, it comes from the bot design definitely, but it's also about the driving, right? Like we built a robot that's very fast, very agile. And the fact that we're able to control that and then use that to our advantage to corral our opponents and, you know, lift them up and throw them across the arena. And we've even had times where if you get it just right, you can pin someone up against a wall and flip them over. We're just using the drivetrain alone, which is fantastic.
Yeah, for sure. I know at one point, there was a point in that grudge fight where I was like, one of us is lifting the other and I'm not really sure who it is, but either way, this is really cool.
Yeah, so we actually made two copies of the Fool and have just driven them around for fun, and it happens a lot more often than you'd expect. Because if you're running into each other at force, odds are both sets of forks are getting underneath.
Yeah, that is how that can happen. But yes, it gave me a whole different level of appreciation for control bots, and also to have two control bots fighting each other, which there's many out there who may think that that's not exciting. I'm here to tell you, I think it's pretty exciting.
I think it, and now this might be a biased position, but I think it's a lot more exciting for the drivers of that match than it is for the spectators. Because, you know, the drivers, you're the one spending all the time thinking, okay, what do I got to do to win control of this fight, right? And you're actively thinking about what actions your bot needs to take versus some spectator who's just like, I want to see sparks. I want to see robots thrown into the ceiling. And, like, that's just not going to happen. And I think that's fine. That's part of the sport.
That's why I do all the big spinners. Oh.
Yeah, and that's why I think a healthy combination of both is a great idea, you know, which is the direction that I've gone as well. But now, this very most recent event in March, you brought Prince to the RIT event and did really well. I mean, I got to catch a few of those fights, and it looked impressive. So I'm really wanting to hear you talk about that event.
Oh boy. Yeah. Prince is an interesting bot since day one because it has the typical inherited chaos of things like Division, Deep Six, of you are going to go flying in different directions. You'll spend half the time in the air, mostly your fault. And he's grabbing Prince. So in the most recent event, I decided to run with the new Just Cause Robotics hub motor, as this is one of the beta test motors. It's the first time I actually got to use it. And it was an interesting experience because suddenly it was a lot faster of a weapon speed up. And it was getting really good hits on everything. And with a hub motor, you get to stay planted a lot better in your matches, which helped calm the chaos that I used to have with the belted system. You like the whole, it will spin backwards and escape.
Do you want to talk about your monumental effort getting this thing ready?
So the day before, on Friday, I was testing it because I was like, okay, I should test it before we leave to go to Rochester, because Boston to Rochester is a long drive. I tossed it in the test box, and suddenly it was not working correctly. The hub motor was cogging slightly, something seemed off, and I spent the whole drive up just in a panic, being like, I don't know if we'll get this done in time. But thanks to everyone who I stayed in the Airbnb with, they helped me get it up and running just in time. Like, it was assembled the morning of on Saturday, just on the kitchen counter before we went over to the venue.
And just to specify, that's Team Defective. They were fantastic.
Yes, Team Defective is full of awesome people, I can confirm. And I've been there myself, getting a robot ready the morning of, so I feel your pain. What were the biggest takeaways from how it performed in that event? Because I was rooting for you, and I think it really was impressive looking.
The biggest takeaway that I want to change immediately before I bring it to G-Scroll next is adding a wheelie bar. Because some people mentioned it's cool that Prince has like this, nope, I'm going to escape mode. But a lot of that really wasn't intentional. It would end up wheelieing, and then suddenly it's going flying, and I have no control over this thing. So I want to add a wheelie bar and potentially do some small modifications on the hub motor, because it is held together with two screws clamping it. And after one of my fights, it was pretty much fully disassembled inside the robot. You can see every component just kind of hanging there. That's how I ended up getting out of the bracket. But it was cool, and we managed to fix it pretty quickly. But in order to keep it consistent and not be freaking out in the middle of the match, being like, oh no, this might break on me, adding something for that, and potentially just better mounting around the weapon.
Yeah.
I definitely think that this past competition was the best Prince has ever performed. And if we can keep this up, it's going to be a force to reckon with at NHRL in the future.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, vertical spinners scare me deeply based on my experience with them to this point, which is why that's the next robot that I'm building, because if you can't beat them, join them. So yeah, it's a strategy, you know. Well, now that you've gone through that event, what is at least at this point the plan for the near future as far as any of the upcoming events that are happening?
Oh boy. So since we have so many bots in the rotation already, obviously for April, already what's registered is Emperor, as well as Yippee, the little drum spinner, which will have a pretty interesting change done to it. I don't know if you want to mention it or not.
We can talk about it. So let me talk about some of the changes we made for these robots. This is for the April 20th event. Emperor... honestly, it's had a ton of problems since we first made it, and almost all of those problems come down to its live shaft system. For those viewers who might not know, a live shaft is a system in where the shaft is mechanically coupled to the weapon itself, and the entire shaft rotates in bearings in your frame. And there's a couple downfalls to that. It makes it very difficult to constrain everything as far as, you know, keeping your frame together. Your shaft is no longer structural, as well as it's weaker for misalignment issues. And so we're swapping Emperor over to a dead shaft system, but we've been hesitant to do this because that blade was very expensive. And so, the financial situation, everything, but you get to the point where you're like, okay, we got to iron out these issues and run this robot again. And this is where we are. And we're really looking forward to it. Everything else about the robot is, started coming out just perfectly, and it's going to be insane.
Well, that's exciting. I mean, especially with Emperor, as you said, you've had a lot of problems with it, and it would be great to bring it to an event and have it actually, do well and kind of like surpass the previous expectations of what you've had with it.
Yeah, that's definitely our goal, right? Is we want to show up, and if we win a fight, we're going to be ecstatic. if we win two fights, will be beyond. And anything more is just, we won the lottery. that's what we're looking for. We also have a second robot that we're bringing. If you want to grab the full one. We actually picked this up when Chad New was cleaning out his garage. This is Yippee, which is it's actually a ranked robot at NHRL, doing pretty well in the past. So we're going to make some changes here because this robot is significantly overweight and we don't want to run many bots with it. So we have some ideas. That's what it comes down to. And we're hoping it can show up and it can do just as well as it has in the past. With, I don't know, one of us driving. We haven't quite decided yet.
Yeah. Then besides that, it starts our stretch of 4 events in 4 weeks we're going to attempt.
Yeah, so it's what's the order here? It's April NHRL, then
I think it's Maker Battle Connecticut, G Scroll May the 4th be with you, and an event at a steampunk like festival for Antweights called Robot Rumpus.
Well, that sounds very exciting. You know, ambitious, but I mean, hey, like everybody always says, the only way that you can really test your robots is to fight, like truly test them. And so if you have the opportunity to do that, you know, I say, why not?
Yeah, I would definitely agree. We're a little more insane than most when it comes to showing to as many competitions as we can. 4 in a row, we could almost make it 5.
So that's a bit much, but it really just started skyrocketing after we graduated college, because now suddenly we have a lot more free time. A lot more income to just spend on these robots. And suddenly you're not cutting corners because, oh, you're on a lower budget. You can take the more expensive option for the materials. You can get the better electronics.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. And I mean, not only like time, but also with the more that you do this, the more experience you gain and you figure things out, and you know, that makes your robots better. And clearly, you know, with Prince's performance in March, it definitely looks like you're on the right track. I'm curious though, for April, you know, looking at the, as I like to call it when I look at an NHRL event, you know, competitor list, Murderer's Row, is there anyone in particular that you're, you know, concerned about for this event?
This is a very obvious answer, coming as Megatron. Being a big horizontal spinner with a lot of real estate on the top, if we get pushed into the wall, that's almost game over for us. So figuring out how to deal with something that can be that controllable and can very easily hit where we don't want people to hit, because normally they can get batted away by that big bar. Not if they can just tank the hit and run us into the wall.
Yeah, I think even Megatron would struggle to tank the hits from this thing. But, I mean, we'll have to see. I don't believe Megatron has DFF fought before.
I don't think so.
But we'd have to talk to those guys and then, you know, get their input and see what opinions we can muster together. I definitely think that we have some targets on the list as well.
We have some fights we really want to try.
We really, really want to fight with Moccasin?
Yeah, Moccasin.
You know, the mammoth like bot, it's big, it's got lots of tubes, lots of really tasty snacks for Emperor to chew on. I think that would be a destructive fight.
Yes, I think that it would. And yeah, I mean, as you mentioned, Jameson Go is always a threat, especially now that I've recently come to find out that he has summoning powers. So if he has those kind of powers, then who knows what he's going to be able to do in a fight. So yeah, I think that the April event is shaping up to be really exciting. And I'm definitely excited to see how your robots do, you know, in that event.
Yeah. Thank you.
This will be Emperor's first run as a proper V2. Prince is the only robot we have so far that has been pretty much entirely revisioned over, besides like just electronics or wheels, basic things. So if Prince's performance is any indication, we should be having a really good time coming up.
Absolutely. Well, I'm really excited about it. You know, I'm sure that the fans are excited as well. And, you know, for those that are watching, we're going to have an April roundtable with some more of the competitors that are going to be competing in April. So this is sure to get you plenty hyped to watch the April 20th event for NHRL. So just, you know, for those that are watching, first, thank you to Jillian and Lyndon for coming on to talk about your robots. And everyone, make sure that you continue to like, subscribe if you haven't already, share, comment, you know, all of that good stuff. And we will see everybody next time on the show.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.